This is your SUU News in a Minute. SUU administrators may be breathing a little easier. The Utah legislature may not be cutting SUU's funding as much as some had anticipated. It's not the no-change scenario SUU President Michael T. Benson was hoping for, but he says it's an improvement over the 7% cut that was facing SUU. The legislature finishes their general session this week. Check back at SUNews.com for continuing coverage of budget issues affecting SUU. And don't forget to cast your vote in this year's SUUSA elections. Polls open today at 2 p.m. and close tomorrow at 5 p.m. Here's your Thunderbird sports update. It came down to the wire. With skill and precision, SUU gymnast Shannon Coughlin did the unlikely. She scored a 9.9 on the final routine of the evening. With Coughlin's near-perfect floor exercise, the T-Birds eked by Auburn University to win Monday's meet by less than one-tenth of a point. Coughlin wasn't the only SUU gymnast on fire. The team earned their second-best overall score of the season. For the latest T-Bird sports news, check back at SUUnews.com. The week's weather. Significant snowfall hit Cedar City on Monday, but expect temperatures to return to the 50s today and through the rest of the week. For up-to-the-minute weather forecasts, check out suunews.com/weather. For the latest headlines, visit suunews.com. Join me again tomorrow. For Power 91 at SUU News, I'm Matthew Montgomery.